This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Farmland values across the country climbed this year and hit record levels despite challenges like rising interest rates and extreme weather. That's according to recently released data from the federal government. Eric Sarf is president of Murray Wise Associates, a farm real estate company that's completed transactions in 43 states over its 25-year history. He shed some light on what his team has seen on the ground over the past year.
Yeah, we've seen demand continue to be strong for farmland this last year, really across all regions of the country. Prices have continued to remain strong, even though we're a little bit different environment now than we were a year ago with both higher interest rates and lower commodity prices. I think when interest rates started to go up, we thought we might see a little bit more of a pullback than we have. But I think really what's caused demand to remain strong is that there's a lot of cash buyers out there, so the interest rates don't affect those buyers quite as much. And also there's a lot of buyers that may have land that's already paid off or loans that are at a lower rate. So when that gets spread across their entire portfolio, higher interest rates do not affect them quite as much as you might think. So really just the continued demand for farmland remains strong.
For more information, you can access the latest land report on their website, which is just www.murraywiseassociates.com. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.